Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. Today is March 31st, 2010, Wednesday. It is about 4:45. It's probably 73, 4, 5 degrees, something like that. It's going to get warmer as the week goes on. But I actually recorded episode 46 last week. The bulk of that, the run actually, was after I recorded this. Because I know I wanted to cover this in episode 47. And in episode 48, I think what I'll do is plan to share some information or some insights, rather, that I gained from the marathon as far as things I learned about training and things also that I learned about myself as I went through that experience. And the lot's been going on since I was with you last episode. And I wanted to update you on some things that are happening, and especially what's happening today. I'm putting my junk in my truck. But as I leave the office today, you may have seen it on national news. I do know that it was covered on the national news. We were actually hit with a series of tornadoes in Davidson County and in northern High Point, which is Guilford County, which is the central western part of the state. That was Sunday night. About 7:30, we actually lost power at our house. We were under a tornado warning. We knew that, but personally, we never had an issue with any of that, other than losing power from 7:30 to about 10:00. But the area of High Point, particularly, which I rode through earlier today, was devastated, a lot of it at least, by a series of tornadoes. And this afternoon, Cindy, her parents, and I, after we ate a bite of lunch, we actually rode through that area and were able to witness some of the devastation. And I do plan to post a few photographs on the blog for this week, episode 47, which is what this is. So you might want to go to the blog and check that out and see what's going on there. But we felt an immediate need as a church to go out and do something about what had happened, the devastation that people are facing. Thankfully, I think the worst injury I heard was a young girl who broke her leg. I have spoken with at least a couple of people who have had extensive damage. One person had $30,000 in damage to their home. Another person has over 40 trees down. Those people are from our church. And so tonight what we're going to do, we're rendezvousing at our school about 5:15, and we're going to leave at 5:30 to go to the central command area for the recovery. And our church is going to be working to help clean up one particular area where the guy from our church, he actually lost 40-some trees, and we're going to try to assist them in getting those cleaned up. We're going over to our school, and we're going to take one of the buses from Transportation Ministry of our church out to the site, and then they will escort us by police car to the place where we'll be working. You still can't get in and out. But there are lots and lots of trees down, and there are houses with extensive damage right next to houses with no damage. There are some areas where the entire second floor of the home has been devastated or torn away. Other places where trees have fallen on cars, crushing the cars. And I think you'll see a picture of that at the blog. What's so interesting is that this area that was hit, one of the worst neighborhoods was the neighborhood that we ran through on the marathon. It's on North Johnson. That's where most of the damage is, right off of North Johnson. The neighborhood that we ran through before we entered back onto Johnson, just before 18 miles, that neighborhood was hit hard. And going up around 10 miles where I stopped to get water from the couple that I mentioned to you during that episode of coverage for the marathon, their house was the one that suffered $30,000 in damage. They lost their privacy fence, they lost their garage, their air conditioner or heater unit was torn away, and actually some of the patio furniture pierced the fence like a plank being thrown, and it went straight through, stuck in the fence. And so the damage is extensive, but it's fairly isolated in that area of High Point. And then in Davidson County, a couple of mobile home parks were hit. One of the parks, actually a trailer, was picked up and tossed into a lake. Fortunately, again, no one was seriously injured, no one killed. And I know in North High Point, there is a video with ABC News, and if I can find the link to that, I'll include that on the blog. But there's a video of coverage, and I went by there today. It's blocked off, but from a distance you could see it, where a daycare was totally destroyed. Picked up a bus and threw it into the daycare. So the storms were E2 and E3s, and I think E3s are getting pretty serious. There was also video, which is included in that clip from ABC, if I can get it on the blog. If I can't, go to ABC News and just search for North Carolina tornadoes. You should be able to find it. Where someone stuck on the interstate here in High Point actually recorded the tornado coming toward them. It looked like a scene out of Twister. And so that was pretty amazing. But we're heading over now. It's about 4 miles to where we're going to meet at the school from the office, from the church. I'm getting ready to stop and grab me a quick bite, and then we're going to go out, and I plan to record a little bit. Did want to let you know that we are also planning, those who can go on their own, you can go to the command post, which is actually CBC, which is a church here in High Point, and the police will tell you where you can go work, and we as a church, of course, would like to stay together, some at least, but tonight we're going as a big group, going to meet, ride the bus, some may drive, we're going to work on this one place. Thursday and Friday, people can go as they would like. Saturday will be an all-day affair, and we will be working with that as well. And then Sunday, in lieu of doing a concert that we were going to do Sunday night, we have basically canceled all Bible studies tonight, and we've canceled the Sunday night activities. We normally don't meet on Sunday night anyway, but we had a special thing for Easter. We're going to cancel that, and we're all going to go back out Sunday afternoon and work. Now, you may say, well, as a believer, do you believe in working on Sunday? Well, Old Testament says if your ox is in the ditch, you got to get him out, even if it's on the Sabbath or Sunday. So while I typically wouldn't do that on a Sunday, this is one of those cases. So that's what's happening with me. I do plan to record a little bit once I get there, and we will also include that in the information, audio information, as we finish up. I think after that, then we'll pick up the next run, and I'll give you an update on where things are and how things are going. That run will probably be, let's see, today's Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, might be Saturday morning, and we'll close out the podcast with that. So I'll be back in a minute, hopefully with some on-the-ground audio coverage of the devastation from the tornadoes and our attempt to assist in getting it. You'll probably hear some chainsaws, you might hear some people talking, yelling, whatever. I don't know how good the audio will be, but we're going to at least try to do that. Whatever time of day it is where you are. For me, it's morning. Welcome to episode 47 of the 20 Minute Runner podcast. Beautiful morning out. It is 56 degrees. The sky, as the sun begins to come up just a little, is clear. It's about 6:30. Right at it, I think. And as I look up, the moon is a half moon, whatever that means. It means as I look up at the moon, that sun is to my left, reflecting off of that side of the moon. And the sky is lightning.
just a little bit in the east. Not enough that I could read without a light of some kind, but enough that I can tell you in another 20 minutes we'll be getting good in daylight. So it's good to have you along. Today is April 5th, 2010, Monday. And as you heard in that opening segment, we're going to get back to the tornado relief in just a moment. Hey, Jingles. Jingles is another of the cats in our area that Odie likes to mess with when we walk, but Jingles will lay down and Odie will go to her and act like she acts like, oh yeah, I love Odie. And then the next thing I know, she's got her claws out at him. I don't know why she's like that. It's like she's got two sides to her. Had a great service yesterday at Easter. The Lord is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. And I was reminded so dramatically, and I don't mean we did drama, but although we do drama sometimes in services, but not yesterday, I was reminded so dramatically that everything happens in life, no matter what it is or how it impacts a person, any of us, me or you. And regardless of what we may think, God loves us all and sent his son into the world to die for you and for me. And yes, I am a Christian. I've been in ministry now for 23 years, and ministry besides running is the greatest passion of my life, greater than running. And I think that's the way it should be. But anyway, we had a great Easter service, and I want to remind you that no matter what you're facing, just know that he's already walked that road. He's already been through it, and he's already paid the price for us to be what God wants us to be, to inherit an eternal home in heaven, and it's a free gift. We have a Laotian congregation, as well as various Burmese, Chin, and we have a Laotian pastor, Intiba, who I've known for years, wonderful, wonderful man. Left Laos under persecution, couldn't even tell his wife, because if she knew he was gone, where he was going or how it was going, coming about, when the authorities captured her and his son eventually, after Intiba fled the country, they would have tortured her until she told them. Well, she didn't know, she couldn't tell. So they both went through a tremendous ordeal to get here 30 years ago, maybe. Intiba's just the sweetest guy you've ever seen, but he baptized 4 people yesterday. And one of the ladies, actually, from Burma, asked the question, how much does salvation cost? She was serious about that, coming from a Buddhist background. What must I pay for God to accept me? She can't speak any English, but the testimony that was read on the video screen was shared, and of course the answer is, silver and gold I don't have, but what I have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Or, in his name, accept total, absolute forgiveness. So it was a great Easter Sunday. I don't know what you did Easter, but no matter your religious affiliation or lack of it, Jesus is still Lord, regardless. I want to get back to the tornado relief stuff in just a minute, but it is good to have you with me today. We have actually have not run since I talked to you last time. This is the first time since then. And that being the case, it's good to have you along with me. We are slowly getting back into it. I'll be a little more slow than I thought. The hip is better. It's much better. But honestly, I can't say that it's well. But I think it's going to get there. What I want to do is I want to sandwich between my opening and closing remarks as we take this run some of the audio that we picked up on during the tornado relief effort, which we explained in the last segment, where we went out and helped those who were suffering from tornado damage. And it reminds me of just how precious life is. And it reminded me of how much we sometimes, the emphasis that we put on things that really are not important, things that are passing. And I'm guilty of that. Maybe you're not, but I know that I am. And the importance of reaching out to help those less fortunate or those who have been through times of difficulty. So, we'll go to that in just a minute. Did want to remind you of the survey results that we had this past survey we did. Had more response than we've had on any other. Thanks for that. And 20% of respondents said they had run 5 miles, which was the longest run. 20% said that 6 to 10 miles was their longest run. 30% said 16 to 20 was their longest run. 30% said 20 or longer was their longest run. Now that tells me, unless some of you just like to get out and run 20 or 21 miles for the heck of it, that you probably have run a marathon. So approximately a third of our listeners have run a marathon, which is encouraging. But I appreciate that. I also want to let you know that we have a new survey, and I would encourage you to go to the blog and take the survey. It takes 3 seconds to click on your answer. Then on the left-hand side of the blogspot page. Basically, the question is, what is your longest race distance? Is it 5K? Is it 10K? Is it, I think I put half marathon next, and then a marathon. And I don't believe I put anything between the 10K and half marathon as an option, but put what's closest. If you've run a 10 miler, I guess you'll have to count that as a 10K. Or maybe you feel like you could count it as a half, but click on the survey and take that, if you would, and I would appreciate it. And then there was one other option on that question that says, I've never raced. And that might be you. Everybody who races, or excuse me, everybody who runs does not race. And that's all right. I'm not feeling much like racing right now either. Quite frankly, I'm not in shape for a race at the moment. But we'll get there. I feel like I may have put on just a little bit of weight. I ate a little bit more than I've been eating the last week or so. But not terribly. Maybe a couple pounds of that. But we will be cutting back. Plus the fact we haven't been running as much. That of course can cause the body to pick up a little bit of weight as well. But again, thank you for being with me. At this time, we'd like to go to the audio coverage of the tornado relief efforts here in North High Point this past week. And we'll be back to finish up this run just a bit. Thanks for being with me. You're listening to episode 47 of the 20 Minute Runner podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming. Just before we get ready to go, Pastor John has a few words of instruction. I also have a page with the latest detail update. If you didn't get this later this afternoon, you can get one from me. It just talks about what's happening tonight, tomorrow, through the weekend. And so you can get one of those from me, sir.
All right. Tonight, where you're going is a street that most of the residents lost a lot of trees. There's at least one house that lost most of its roof, and I think it's pretty much been condemned. Two of those houses are people connected to our church family. You may deal with three different types of debris, and we need to make sure that we keep all that separate. It's really important for the homeowners, because if we mix all that up, the city's not going to touch it. And then they're going to be stuck with it, and somebody else is going to have to come out and deal with it. So if you're dealing with, like, trees, shrubbery, that kind of stuff, keep all that in one pile, get it out to the street. Not in the street, but to the street. All that needs to be in one pile. If anybody asks you to take, like, if their house got hit by the tornado and they have personal belongings, furniture, appliances, whatever, that needs to go out to the street as well in a separate pile. And then the third thing is construction debris. If there's actually 2x4s and windows and doors, anything like that, that needs to be in a third pile. Because the city gets those first two items. They get the yard waste and they get the household trash, but they do not get the construction debris. So we got to make sure we keep all that separate. So we already, actually, Pastor Paul has a team of 5 or 6 people that are already out there. They've already begun to cut some of the limbs up to get them in manageable length. So when you guys get there, you can get them out to the street. So we're going to be working at the home of who are members of our church. And also, for those of you who know, Mike's parents also live on that street, and their house sustained a lot of damage. I'm not sure if they've totaled it or not, but it sustained a lot of damage. And then there's 3 or 4 more houses on the street. We have a neighbor who does not have any church connection, so we're hoping to be able to minister to them while we're there as well. So this is a great thing. Yeah, Pastor Paul is already there, and I'll be there after we get there. Also, Pastor Brian, we ordered t-shirts, and he's just arrived about 80 of them, so if you want to throw on a t-shirt, just a little bit of advertising about who we are, feel free to put one of those on. He's here someplace, so you can find him before the night's over. All right, and so, and you can ride the bus, or feel free to follow in your vehicle. And we ready to roll, you think? We're ready to roll. All right. If we can keep the vehicles down to a minimum, because there's not a whole lot of place to park. We don't need 40 vehicles out there. So
probably pickups would be good for the hauling of the wood.
No hauling. There's no hauling. We just got to get everything out to the street. Oh, okay. All right. I wasn't aware of that. Okay. So if there are a handful of pickup trucks, you may want to bring that.
Hey, John. I am going to need to drive, but is there an address in case you get lost in traffic lights or something and I GPS it or get there? Or
let me just tell you.
We're beginning to see some of the damage.
Yesterday, that cul-de-sac right there.
Wow.
East Lex. See it? Wow.
Trees everywhere.
Wow.
Houses with the tops torn off.
That's my buddy's house right there.
And we're getting ready to turn into the command center in order to find out, or to get our escort at least to go into the home where we're going to be cleaning up the yard. As we are actually,
somebody get out here to stop this traffic so we can turn around.
All right, bye-bye.
You got it?
We're actually stopped. We're in a convoy of probably 15 to 20 vehicles, and we lost the lead car, so we're going to have to turn around. But the neighborhood we're turning around in is actually one that we exited in the marathon to go back on Johnson Street, about close to 18 miles maybe. There are people all over the place, piles of debris on either side of the road, cars lined up, don't know if they're waiting to get somewhere to help or if they're waiting to get to their home, coming back home for whatever reason or what, but there are trees.
Right on Oakville and right on Brandon. Back down here, right on Johnson, right on Oakville, right on Brandon.
And
Right on Oatmeal, right on Brandon. Right on Oatmeal, right on Brandon. Right on Oatmeal, right on Brandon.
You want to tell some of these other people, John? Maybe we can pick up some more.
Yeah. I don't know.
We're giving directions to people coming in, but obviously they're not all with our church. So we should soon be to our location.
Yeah, that's why we're
but it is a mess. Traffic everywhere still.
I'm sure he does it.
A lot of houses
have
tarp over them. a lot of trees down. Right, some houses unaffected.
I'll call him real quick.
Some houses, okay. Some damage, some
follow the big bus.
Serious damage. And some have actually been condemned. And I've seen one or two that are more or less totaled, I'm sure.
Text messages from students trying to find out where
passing a house that is absolutely devastated. One half of it is totally crushed.
And then you're
going to again, running into some tight area to get the bus through. There's so much debris, particularly limbs, trees cut up, and you can actually see a path through the woods where the trees are just twisted and torn, and lots has already been cut down, evidently, and the wood is just piled everywhere on either side of the road.
Yeah, get to Oatmeal, take a left.
We're sort of in a part of town that's not, it's in town, but it's sort of off the beaten path.
Okay.
Going down to the end of a road with houses scattered in the wooded area. And so I think we've reached our destination. We're here. I'm just going to record and let you hear a little bit of the noise. On either side of the road, there are probably, I'd say, 100 people pulling limbs, using chainsaws, clearing debris, raking the street. And we're going to soon get at it, but we'll let you hear just a minute or two of what's going on.
I guess it's just find a limb and pull it, right?
Drag it.
I think I overdid. Yeah, you probably did.
Heading up a hill to get to the wooded area where lots of the trees are down. We're going to begin pulling them. I'll give you an update when I run. But hey, Debbie.
Hey, Roland, how are you?
Good. And so here we go. Let you hear a little about what's going on. The trees are just huge.
Need some help with that? That one probably needs to cut a little bit. I don't know.
You're gonna prove you were here?
Huh?
You're gonna prove you were. Are you taking a picture? Can you email that to me?
Yeah, that's
would
it.
You?
Uh-huh.
I wanna put it on my blog. Would you?
I'm doing it right now.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Had somebody take a picture of me with my working. Hey.
Thanks, I appreciate
it, man. Hey, I didn't know I was going to get this many people.
Wow! We could have a church service.
Yeah.
Yeah, we might have to get a sermon.
Yeah, we can do that. It's about 6 after 8, and we have finished what we were doing here. We probably, what would have taken several weeks, we've removed maybe, I don't know, cut it down to maybe a week. We've removed 80%, 90% of the debris, cut down a lot of trees, took care of that, and at this point we're on the bus, and there's several vehicles ahead of us, and one of our other buses as well, and we probably, best estimate, 180 people from our church showed up tonight, and we did take a group picture. It might be on the blog if I can get a copy of it. I don't know that I will, but I'll put that on there if I can. But anyway, it went well. I will plan to work probably Saturday, possibly Sunday afternoon. And
if you're going to do that, I want to go somewhere that's
good. Probably helping someone else that particular time. But it's just incredible devastation. And but it means, sure means a lot to the people you're helping to come together as a community and help each other and support one another and just get a lot of work done. And the old saying, many hands make light work, a truer statement's never been made.
Assisting others is really what it's all about, and our prayers and thoughts will be with those who continue to recover. And it was an honor to be able to serve alongside between 150 and 180 people from our church that went. So, but I know many of you listening have been through, have been through similar things in your lives, so you can identify with that. But I did want to share with you some of what we did. I feel the best today that I have felt since, I would say, before the marathon. Because although I felt good race day, as you well know, the hip nagged me a bit, particularly early on, and the slight, very slight pain I was experiencing with it never went away during the race. But it was not to the point that it impeded me, although it did force me to run more slowly than I felt like I might have at times. But Lord willing, next time we'll be completely over that. Today, my knees, absolutely no problem whatsoever. Haven't worn any straps since the marathon. And the hip, just a little, just a very, very little discomfort, but no, nothing like it usually is by this time in the run. By now, 3.5 miles or so into a run, my hip would be bothering me. Well, it's not doing that today. Just the slightest twinge or feeling there that lets me know that it's still not 100%, but I'm beginning to think it's probably at 90. And I think as we continue to rest and build slowly, that will recover. I'm also wearing my Air Pegasus shoes, Nike Air Pegasus shoes today. First time I've worn them since the knee problems, I believe. Because they don't give the, they give adequate cushioning, but they don't give the support, motion control, stability rather, much. But I'm beginning to think it's more the speed of those long runs I did, not the distance or really even the shoes, probably the speed. That's why I'm going without the knee straps and wearing the shoes that I was wearing leading up to the half. I actually raced in these, I believe, the half marathon. I had no problems at all. I think it was the speed combined with that distance. Distance, I did the right thing. But when you try to throw in too fast for those longer runs like that, that's trouble. I remember during the half training, I worked up to a 17-mile long run, and I don't think I paid attention to speed then either, just like I did the 19, 20, and 21s leading up to the marathon, and I had no problems, but I think it was because 17 miles was the longest I went. And even at that, it was just that one run, and then others were shorter, but I think that had to do with the distance. When you get up to around 20 mile mark, really, really, I need to pay attention to the speed. So, but we're feeling good today. A while ago, whenever I was getting ready to go down Marvin Street, there was a boxer, and it looked like two golden retrievers. That like they were gonna eat me for breakfast. Now the boxers barked at me in the past, but this morning they ganged up on me. So I bent down, acting like I was picking up a rock, tossed it, the imaginary rock. And they ran, and I roared and stomped at them, and decided it's not worth having to run through there. So I turned around and went the way that I typically go. No worse for the wear. I did want to mention emails. I received emails this week again, and thank you for that. Send me a note. We're just cresting the last hill. Send me a note and let me know you're listening. Just say hi. I would appreciate that. I got an email from Stephen, the devoted runner, who's also a devoted listener. Stephen had some very good, kind comments about the marathon. Stephen, I appreciate that. And I've been listening to Stephen's podcast as well. I think he's up to, I want to say 14 or 15 episodes. If you have not checked him out, check him out. And I would encourage you to go to iTunes, see some of the comments that people have made. Now, Stephen is also a fellow Christian, and his podcast takes a deliberately a more devotional, or it is a devotional podcast, as far as it shares a devotional and then shares what's going on in his life. But I noticed the comments at iTunes, he had several people to respond. They were very, very positive. Stephen, good work to you on the podcast. And I believe he's getting ready for, I thought I heard him say, a marathon. But anyway, Stephen, thanks. That's Stephen. You can look him up, the Devoted Runner podcast, and I have a link in this week's show notes, and also I have his show link to my blog under the links of interest. So Stephen, keep up the good work, and if you'd refer people our way to the 20 Minute Runner, I would appreciate that as well. But thank you for all the emails. I also wanted to say thank you for the gifts in memory of my dad to the American Lung Association. I received several cards this week saying that Bill had given a donation, and Joyce, Betty, Carol, my sister, got a card telling me she had donated, and others. So thank you for your donations to the American Lung Association. We'll continue to update the total. I'll wait another couple weeks before I take that link off the blog, and we'll have a final total there for you. If you want to donate in memory of my dad or whomever, if you just mention that it's in support of the 20 Minute Runners marathon effort this past March 20th, they'll be sure to get that to me, and I'll mention that in the total. If you're new to the show, speaking of iTunes a while ago, I would encourage you to, I'm going to stop. I would encourage you to go to iTunes, leave me some comments if you would, give me some stars. I haven't asked for that lately, but if you could do that, I would appreciate it. I've only had a couple people to go, but I've got a lot more listeners than two, quite a bit more than that. So if you would go to iTunes and just give a quick review if you enjoy the show, that seems to help, and I would certainly appreciate that. Okay, we are finished. This is the best I have felt probably in a month, and we're going to continue to slowly ratchet it up. 4, 5, 6 this week, 5, 6, 7, 6, 7, 8, and that should get us about where we need to be as we begin to increase the long run. But I felt really, really good this morning. Felt a little quicker. The weather's going to be absolutely spectacular. Got my mower fixed, by the way. Mowed some last week. Put the old gas in it.
after the guy had put new in it, and it began to sputter, and we got through before the gas burned out of it, so I don't know if we messed it up again or not, but anyway, the guy said it's a good one, but he told me you might not want to sink $61 more in it, because a new one is not maybe twice that, and I've probably put a couple $100 in it since I've had it, but I've mowed with it for, this will be the 8th season, so hopefully it's okay. But the trees continue to bloom, and it's absolutely beautiful. We've already hit 90, actually 91 according to some records this past weekend. And today is supposed to be, I'm pretty sure it's going to be 81, 82, something like that. So we are already into summer. I think we skipped spring. This morning, as I told you earlier, it was in the mid-50s, and it's just getting warmer all along. That's a part of it. I had my gloves on today, but I took those off as we warmed up. All right, next week I want to share with you what I've learned from the marathon. I've already shared some, I know, but bits and pieces, but I just want to share with you what I learned training-wise, what I think is helpful to realize and know, and I also want to share with you what I learned about myself and just about life in general. And then we'll back away from the marathon discussion for a while. But it being my first one, I'm just still sort of pumped over the fact we were able to finish it. And if you just run your first marathon or even your first certain race distance, you know that feeling. It's a great feeling, isn't it? Knowing that you put the time in and you completed a goal, and that helps you in life. There I go, getting ahead of myself. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for being with me. And send me an email if you would. Send me your latest race report in an email. You can include a wave or some type of audio file, as well as a photograph. I'll be sure to include that, and we'll mention you in an upcoming episode. And I'll play it. If you'll send me a 1 minute audio clip, I'll incorporate that into an upcoming episode as well. Could be a greeting, it could be, hey, I ran this race, here's some coverage of it, this is what we did. We'll be glad to include that. So send me some email, send me some information on your latest race, and go to the blog as well, check all that out. We'll give you the address for that in just a minute in the closing dialogue. Have a great week, everybody. It's going to be a beautiful day. Glad to have you for this, what ended up being a 4 mile run. We ran 4.17 miles in 40 minutes, 25 seconds. And the average pace for that was 9:47. I think that's the first time I've run under 10 minutes, other than the 6 mile where I deliberately tried to leading up to the race. But for me, that's pretty fast as of late with all the injuries I've had. All right, we'll talk to you later. I'm going to get out of here. Hope your week goes great. I look forward to hearing from you, and also look forward to being with you again in 7 or 8 days. Have a great week, everybody. And as always, thanks for sharing some of the road with me. Bye-bye. That wraps up another episode. I'm glad to have you with me. Check out my blog at the20minuterunner.blogspot.com, the20runner.blogspot.com. From the blog, you can send me an email. You can subscribe to the podcast through iTunes or your favorite podcatcher or feed reader. Take the monthly survey, or simply look at photographs of recent races and peruse the past episodes of the podcast, including being able to listen to those episodes if you'd like. Remember, all of the music used in this episode can be found at the blog. All music is used under a Creative Commons license. It's been great having you with me this week, and I look forward to seeing you again in 7 or 8 days. Until then, I hope your running's going well. And as always, thanks for sharing some of the road with me. My name is Roland, and I am the 20-Minute Runner.